Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Every year, the American Patriot Music Program brings a 3-day workshop for veterans dealing with post-traumatic stress to Big Bear, giving these vets the opportunity to build their own electric guitar from scratch. Here to tell us more is Tony Villegas Jr., also known as T-Bone, president and chairman of the American Patriot Music Project. Thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you so much for inviting us, and really am excited about this interview to let the people know about our project. The American Patriot Music Project actually started, in 2015. We were with a nonprofit called the Phoenix Patriot Foundation. We started a band called the Phoenix Patriot Band, and we were the California chapter for the foundation. And as a result of the band itself, music just started coming our way. It just kept on going, And we decided to become a music-centric nonprofit. In 2018, that's when we became our own 501c. And along with that, we just brought in first responders as well to include in our programs. We primarily use music as a form of working with our veterans and first responders, dealing with PTSD, TBI, and MST in some cases. And we use the music itself just as a healing tool. We started a project called the Veterans Guitar Building Project back in 2017, roughly. And it's become our main program. But because of the American Patriot Band, we are always out there talking to people about veterans' causes, veterans' awareness, letting them know of the plights that our veterans and first responders go through as a result of either their work or combat scenarios. The band itself, they're always promoting our foundation. It's a really good band too, by the way. They're a good rock band. And they are always performing and letting people know about our foundation, as well as doing clubs. They're that good. And because of the band, we actually have other programs to bring in volunteers to train as either sound technicians, stage managers, marketing, as we do when we do our kiosks. And a lot of times we've worked with a couple of companies in Temecula that are hiring some of the veterans that we have brought in as a result of their training, learning about stage production and such. So it's an opportunity we're trying to bring in besides the guitar building workshop itself.
When did the Veterans Guitar Building Project begin?
In 2016, roughly, one of our supporters told me that he knew of a program called the STEM Guitar Building Workshops based out of St. Clair College in Dayton, Ohio. And he said they are teaching teachers how to use STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. They go and learn how to build a guitar, and then that particular lesson they go through, they'll take back to their classrooms and use that as a tool throughout the semester about teaching STEM, if you will. So our contact said, you know, the gentleman by the name of Tom Singer, director of the STEM program itself at the time, he gave me his number, told me, give him a call. You might want to talk to him about the project itself, see if it would work out for your veterans. And that's exactly what happened. I contacted Tom, we clicked right away, and they had a grant from the National Science Foundation that allowed them to bring in extra organizations such as ours. And we had our first STEM guitar building, Veterans Guitar Workshop, in 2017, I believe, 2017, at French Valley Airport, in an airport hangar, one of the hangars. We had five veterans that came in, two women. One of them was a combat vet. She'd done two tours in Iraq as a Black Hawk pilot, a 5 foot nothing, you know, and you couldn't tell that she's had the scars of war. She had her service dog. Another Navy veteran we had, she had gone through 10 years earlier, she'd gone through military sexual trauma by her own people, unfortunately. And she finally decided to do something about it, came into the program as well. And now she's working for the VA. Three other veterans that came in, one Marine that just had gotten out of the Marine that week when we started the program. Another one was my son's brother-in-law, a Marine, trumpet player. He got blown up 15 times when he was in Iraq. And another, I believe he was Army, he had prosthetics. He had got blown up severely in Fallujah. And in that workshop, we started seeing how can we put this thing together, continue it. Tom was very surprised as to how well the different armed forces people work together. And I told him, that's how we're built, Tom. You know, we're all taught at ease and attention. But you haven't seen this in a bar, but that's a different story. Yeah. And that was our first workshop. It was 4 days, and we realized it was just too long. Because the veterans had literally come in for 8 hours a day and work on the guitar. So we've cut it down to 3 days. We've been able to make it in such a way where we can actually get the guitar done in 3 days. And the results have just been incredible. We have been usually going grants through Temecula when we started this program, partially funded the workshops. And then the other percentages we had to come up with ourselves, where we use the band to raise funds and ask for donations. And it worked like that up until about 3 years ago. I was up in Big Bear. I decided to visit the Chamber of Commerce. And I said, you know, we've got this program. What do you think? And I walked out with 2 pages of phone numbers. Yeah. And it was incredible. We worked with the American Legion Post up there, of which I'm a member now because of this. The commander at the time, Jim Lona, veteran, he was so instrumental in just getting the funds together up there. And these were the first bills that we did without any grants, all private donations. The city of Temecula was just tremendous. The community is tremendous. The city council right away gave us a check, and we just started going around asking people, and they were just, you know, the checks were coming in. And because it was a non-grant funded workshop, we were able to invite veterans from anywhere in the country. And we literally had one veteran paid his way from Massachusetts to join our program. Wow. We had two brothers, Navy veterans from San Diego, that came up. They paid their way to come up, and then we just started from there.
Are these workshops limited to just Southern California?
Because of the STEM program, we actually have instructors in every state in the Union except for two, the Dakotas. For some reason, they were never able to break that glass ceiling, if you will. So we could take the program anywhere because there's always instructors, which we started using. The STEM instructors would come in. They would teach the class itself. We had up in the Veterans Department up at Edmonds College at Linwood, Washington, up there by Seattle. We've had 3 workshops up there. A good thing about it is we were able to use the college from the Veterans Department. We had, gosh, I think 15 to 20 veterans per workshop. And that's when we started seeing the potential of this program. Unfortunately, the NSF grant ended in June of 2023, and since then, we've kind of been working it on our own. The college itself, they were able to create a CNC program where they'll teach students how to actually cut the bodies out. And as a result of that, we've been able to buy our kits from the college itself. It's still ongoing. And we are now on it with talks with the STEM program again. The National Science Foundation reached out to STEM and asked them, would you want to start the program again? And we've just created a grant. We're going to be submitting it, and this time it will be a veterans program as part of the grant itself.
Why did your foundation expand the guitar workshops to include first responders?
When we were with the Phoenix Patriot Foundation, the foundation itself was basically war vets helping war vets. And when we started seeing the band itself brought in some first responders, they were also veterans. A lot of them weren't. And they had told us, you know, it's commendable what you're doing for the veterans. A good friend of my son, my younger son, worked in the jail systems, and he had gone through the ranks, and he's now a lieutenant for the state of California. And he told me, you know, Pop, what we see in the jails. So you'd be surprised. And he saw some really horrific instances where it affected him, PTSD. So that's when we thought, you know, the firefighters, what they go through, and the paramedics, what they see. And so we decided, let's include them in our program.
I'm speaking with Tony Villegas Jr., also known as T-Bone, president and chairman of the American Patriot Music Project. How did these workshops continue during the pandemic?
We couldn't be with anybody, but we actually, the STEM group in Sinclair College created a virtual project. And we literally had veterans working in their kitchen, in the garage, or wherever they could. They received kits that were partially completed because obviously they couldn't do some of the work and some of the basic tools that they might need. And it was literally done via Zoom. Some of the veterans, after the pandemic was over, came back to one of our shops. Can we finish this guitar properly? But they were actually able to do that. It was a pilot program that we now are considering as part of the grant that we're trying to get funded.
What other elements of the American Patriot Music Project are currently active?
Well, because of the band, again, we do have programs where we can bring in veterans that are interested in possibly working sound. We're a sound technician right now. He's a Marine veteran, and he'll teach sound. Whoever wants to come in and learn it. We actually had a high school ROTC cadet came in one time, and she learned a little bit of it, but she's moved on, as well as roadies. We're always looking for roadies, but we call them program technicians. It's a way to clean it up. But they come up, and they'll learn the process of connecting amplifiers, how to do it, how to connect the PA system, and how to basically fold the chords properly. And because of that, some of the other production companies in Southern California have hired some of our vets to do some part-time work. And we want to expand on that program as well. Marketing, it's always there. We're always looking for somebody to come and sit at our table. So we're teaching them, okay, this is how you take the money from here. These are the items that we have. We ask for donations. We are a nonprofit, so technically we can't sell them. So we do ask for donations, whoever wants a T-shirt, hat, or whatever other items we might have available to our public.
How does the band amplify the mission of the American Patriot Music Project?
The band, gosh, they are really the main reason that we became a music nonprofit. As we performed, I was part of the band for about 8 years, but because I've moved to a different area, I had to drop out, but we would go perform, we perform in the Midway. We perform at the French Valley Airport for some of their events. We perform for the city. We have a rock version of the national anthem. Madison Rising came up with it. We've kind of made it our own. It's been well received. We're not massacring the national anthem. And the city of Temecula has asked many times for the band to come up and do it at some of their city functions. And while we're performing, we are talking to our veterans. We're telling the audience what a veteran goes through, why we're doing this. The 23 suicides due to PTSD daily right now that our veterans are going through. At one point, it went up to 25, but it's still at 23, and we let them know. We have asked the community any donations of guitars or amplifiers or anything you might have that we can give to organizations that we work with that are using music therapy instruments to work with our veterans that are going through PTSD or traumatic brain injury. Some of them can barely create a G chord or a C chord with their hands, so that we give these instruments to them. We had one particular incident. One of our veterans was severely wounded, lost two of his legs, part of his arm, and he wanted to learn to play keyboards and violin. And I said, well, like, okay, you know. And when he came up on stage and we presented it, donated the instruments to him, you could see the reaction of the audience as he saw him struggle just to walk up 3 steps. And that is what we need to have our community be aware of. It isn't just combat, they get fixed and then they can move on. They deal with this forever. PTSD is really the tough one, because when we ask veterans to come in, we're always looking for that veteran that might be a little fidgety or might be uncomfortable staying in one place too long. We'll ask them how they're doing with their PTSD, combat vets. And they'll tell me, we're all right, but that's the mantra in all of us. And I'll ask the wife or the sister or the brother who's there, how's he doing? They'll tell me the truth. He's struggling or she's struggling.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm speaking with Tony Villegas Jr., also known as T-Bone, president and chairman of the American Patriot Music Project. What future goals are there for this organization?
We took our program. We were working with the Mount San Jacinto Junior College, trying to bring it into the college system. And unfortunately, the person we worked with got promoted, and there it went. We created a workshop. We actually had a workshop where we invited 10 veterans that were teachers. And they came in, they built their guitars, and as a result of that, we were able to present it to the boards and let them see the potential behind this. We have contacted the MSJC Veterans Director, now that we're trying to get the second grant, and he's agreed to sign on, and we're going to try and get MSJC in Hemet to become the headquarters for the Veterans Program of workshops. CNC. They will learn also, we probably are going to try and also get a CNC program where the individuals can learn how to work a CNC machine. And we are realizing that as we do the workshops, a lot of the veterans and participants don't realize they have the skills of woodworking or design or electronics, because they have to do it all. They literally have to build a guitar and do everything with it. And that opens up that opportunity for them to possibly consider maybe getting into a field of that area.
Have all of the workshops been supported by grants?
No, we had, again, the city of Temecula was just incredible with the grants that we did receive from them. We've received, I believe, 5 grants from them. But they're only partial grants. They don't cover the full cost of the workshop itself. So we've learned how to go about asking for donations. We've become pretty good at it. I know I have. And Big Bear is the first time that we did it without grants. And that showed us the potential of just private donations. And once the community is aware of what it is and why we're doing it, the support is tremendous. Big Bear is just incredible with veterans up there. At the Memorial Veterans Day, Memorial Day events, we're up there and we have a table and they just come by and they're just donating, and that's all goes through workshops.
What would be the advantage of a college veterans department sponsoring these workshops?
The junior colleges are really the ones that are getting back to that, I call it the trade tech mentality. The two-year colleges of when I was in college were basically learn a skill, and you get a degree out of that. A lot of the maker space buildings are called in the JCs now. They're teaching the students again about screwdrivers and this and that. And we see that as a potential to bring our programs into the college levels, at the JCs, if you will. And because we can bring it into a junior college, that will allow us to take this program to any junior college that has a veterans program, which is nationwide. And again, get the American Legions involved, the Veterans of Foreign Wars involved. And up in Big Bear, the Elks Lodge has been tremendous. They've been hosting our events, Moose Lodges, name it, and the community itself.
Do you have other Veterans Guitars workshops being planned?
Right now, we do have the next workshop will be in July in Big Bear. It's July 9th to the 11th. We have already 13 veterans, which is pushing it. Right? We try to keep it under 10. And our instructor now, he's the first official instructor for American Patriot. He's a Marine. He came in and did one of the workshops, and I realized this guy, he's amazing, even though it's okay. He's become our first instructor officially. We did an all-women veterans guitar workshop last year in Temecula. And one of the ladies asked me, one of the veterans, how come we have no women veterans instructors? So now she's training to become an instructor. I believe we got another Marine that's also in training to become an instructor. And as the process works out, we'll be looking for many, many more.
What is the best compliment you've received as a result of these workshops?
That was actually up at Edmonds College. One of the veterans looked at me and he said, I couldn't think of anything but this guitar for the last 3 days. And I knew he was going through some severe PTSD. And I looked at him and I told him, you know, you are able to think outside of that box of demons of war. And it clicked. He realized, wow, you're right. And that opens up that opportunity to work with the veterans to let them know that they don't have to be trapped by those demons of war from PTSD or TBI. We had a veteran from Vietnam. He was severely hurt. He was, I think, in an explosion. He was thrown up against the wall of an airplane that he was loading. The gentleman was really going through a lot of shakes, just the way his condition was. And we told him, we can bring somebody with you to help you. And his assistant never touched the guitar. He said, no, you know what, let me do it. And he did. And he worked it. He did it on his own. We've had an instance of one of the veterans brought his son with him up at Edmonds College, a 12-year-old. And I told him, I said, you know, we've got an extra kid. What do you think about letting him build it? And he actually wound up on TV. The young man built the guitar. The second day, he was teaching some of the veterans how to use some of the equipment. So that's just to show the simplicity of the project, not just that it's that easy. But if a 12-year-old can do it, so can a veteran.
Now, I understand that at this upcoming workshop in Big Bear, a friend of K-Frog is going to be attending. Tell us about Peyton Howie's participation.
Peyton, I tell you what, she called me up about 3-4 years ago, a musician. She told me that she liked our program, and she's a guitar player and singer. And would we mind if she performed with us? I said, no, we happen to be performing an acoustic set at Somerset Winery in Temecula. She came in and opened up for us, and we realized, boy, we should be opening up for her. And I've kept up with her. Yeah, she moved on, and then it's K-Frog, and I'm sure any country person knows she's moving up in the ranks. She's just working like crazy in Nashville, Texas. So I called her up because I know she told me at that time, T-Bone, I know I'm not a veteran, but I wouldn't mind supporting if I could build one. So I did. I asked her, and she didn't hesitate. She said right away, when? She happens to be performing at Saboba on the 12th of July, and I told her, why don't we coordinate something for the time frame 3 days prior? And she said, sure, let me know. So we've got her as part of our, she'll be building her own guitar. And I asked her, would she mind performing and doing maybe 2-3 songs for us at that last day? And she said, well, listen, I'm going to have my band with me. Why don't I just give you a concert?
Wow.
And that's what she's going to do. She's going to give us an hour and a half that last Friday up at the Elks Lodge. They've got an outside stage. They can hold up to 500 people in that area. So I hope that we can fill it up. It looks like that might just be the possibility.
How does someone sign up to be part of these workshops?
The workshops themselves, again, we are limited to what budget we have and when we can get it. And we're now receiving more calls. How do I sign up? How do I sign up? So we'll put them on the waiting list. And hopefully, if it's all private donations, they can come in from anywhere. If it's a grant donation, we're limited to bringing the veterans from that area. I've already got, I think I've got 15 people on the waiting list. And as it grows, I'm sure it's going to be more. And as we train more instructors and we get those funds in, that's how we intend to keep this project going.
For someone who wants to attend that performance, what do they need to know?
Elks Lodge, Big Bear, July 11th. The program starts at 5 o'clock. My group, Mojave Rewind, will be opening up, which I'm very honored, for about an hour. And then Peyton will be playing from 6 o'clock till 7:30, and it's free. First come, first serve.
I've been speaking with Tony Villegas Jr., also known as T-Bone, president and chairman of the American Patriot Music Project. How else can we support this project?
AmericanPatriotMusic.org. That's our website. We're on Facebook under American Patriot Music Project, Instagram, and all those other things that I don't know anything about, but we're there. And there's always a donate button in there. We can accept donations through PayPal. Checks, of course, is always that. Don't send cash, please, because you never know where it's going to wind up. But they can just call up and sign up. They can call up to find out about volunteering, possibly, at some of the events that we have, or maybe even going to some of the programs that we have.
And anything else you want us to know?
This program itself, I was a chaplain's assistant after I'd gotten out of the service and went to the National Guard. And my last 2 years in the Guard, I was a chaplain's assistant. At one point, I was acting chaplain because we didn't have one available for our area. That is when I started talking to veterans. And they always came in and talked to me at midnight. I don't know why. And they would start telling me their concerns, especially during that time when I was finally getting ready to leave. We knew there was something going on. We were at Fort Irwin all the time playing with our tanks. So we knew there was something up ahead. And I would talk to them and they would tell me, you know what, I don't know how to deal with this, or I still have PTSD from Vietnam or whatever the situation is. And that's when I realized the VA program is commendable. We got to hand it to them, but they're just overwhelmed. And we started creating our own nonprofits because of that to help them. Again, when you think about a veteran, think about them, especially the ones that have seen combat. What they are still dealing with. They won't talk to just anybody. It's not easy. A veteran who's been through combat talking to another veteran who's been through combat. We have a different language we talk to each other about. And we don't mess around. We just say, what's going on? Tell me. In fact, a good friend of mine, a veteran, Marine, he had a friend of his who was calling out for help on Facebook. And unfortunately, he wasn't able to get in touch with him in time. He went out in front of a VA at the city he was at, sat down the stairs and shot himself. Mm. And that right there is one of the reasons I'm doing what I'm doing. You know, we can't let that continue.
Well, as a veteran yourself, thank you for our freedom. Thank you for talking with us today. And I hope this year's guitar workshop and performance is a huge success.
Coming up, Pepper. Oh, Peyton told me to tell you, hey, by the way.
Love her.
And thanks again.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.